I'm talking to Phil Grigger, Project Manager at Audit Scotland, about our latest report, Health Inequalities in Scotland. Phil, could you just tell us a bit about what the report's about?
Well, this report is about health inequalities in Scotland, which are the differences in life expectancy and health among different groups of people in the population. And we looked at how well public sector bodies are working together to tackle the problem, how much is spent and how well resources are targeted at those that need them most, and the impact of what's been done so far.
And what have you found?
We found that despite tackling health inequalities being a long-standing priority for successive governments in Scotland, the situation doesn't appear to be getting much better. Our report shows that there's a clear link between deprivation and health inequalities, with people in more deprived areas living shorter lives and having significantly worse health than people in more affluent areas. For example, they have worse heart disease, alcohol problems, obesity and mental health. The government's funding allocations to the health service and councils do take account of local needs, including deprivation, but it's not clear how well resources are targeted locally at those that need them most. And we found some examples of good local practice in reducing health inequalities, but there needs to be a better focus on outcomes and also better partnership working between local organisations to help tackle the problem.
Okay, you say in the report that there are pockets of significant deprivation in Scotland where the local people particularly need both healthcare and preventative services, and yet you say that the distribution of those services doesn't actually quite match that need. Could you just elaborate a little bit on this and explain what the problem is there?
Well, more deprived areas have higher levels of ill health, so we looked at how primary care services are distributed. And we found that there are more dentists and community pharmacies in more deprived areas, but for most people, GPs are the first point of contact with healthcare services, and the way they're distributed does not fully reflect the higher levels of ill health in more deprived areas.
Okay, and you said earlier that it's not actually clear how much money is spent in this area or what it's specifically spent on. Could you just explain a bit about why it's been difficult to find that out?
At a local level, health boards and councils do report spending on a range of services, but there's no information about specific spending on health inequalities, and that made it difficult for us to identify what was spent on tackling the problem or value for money.
And just lastly, what would you like to see happen now?
Well, our report includes a number of recommendations for the government, health boards, councils, and also for community planning partnerships who are responsible for bringing local organisations together. We'd like to see health boards and councils identify what they collectively spend on reducing health inequalities locally and also work together to ensure that resources are targeted at those with the greatest need. We'd also like to see health boards monitor the use of healthcare services and, where applicable, take a targeted approach to increase the use of these services for particular groups. We'd like to see community planning partnerships take steps to improve the effectiveness of partnership working between local organisations to address health inequalities, and we'd like to see the government and community planning partnerships improve how progress in reducing health inequalities is both monitored and reported.
Okay, Phil, thanks very much.